Green Fail, LEGO abandons bricks made of recycled plastic bottles for failure to reduce carbon emissions. By Lucas Nolan on September 25, 2023. Danish toymaker LEGO has halted its initiative to create its iconic bricks from recycled plastic bottles, citing the failure of the prototype to reduce carbon emissions. CBS News reports that LEGO recently admitted that its ambitious project to manufacture LEGO bricks from recycled plastic bottles, specifically polyethylene terephthalate, PET, will not progress further. This decision comes after more than 2 years of meticulous testing and experimentation, which concluded that the material did not meet the company's sustainability goals, particularly in reducing carbon emissions. Despite the setback with the PET prototype, LEGO remains unwavering in its commitment to sustainability. The company claims it has invested more than $1.2 billion in various sustainability initiatives, aiming to transition to more sustainable materials and achieve a 37% reduction in its carbon emissions by 2032. LEGO is currently exploring a range of alternative sustainable materials, including green methanol and biopolypropylene, for developing LEGO bricks. Green methanol, also known as e-methanol, is a sustainable compound composed of waste carbon dioxide and hydrogen, created using renewable energy to split water molecules. Biopolypropylene is a sustainable and biological variant of polyethylene, a plastic used in various applications, including consumer and food packaging. LEGO believes that its long-term efforts in sustainability will encourage the production of more sustainable raw materials, such as recycled oils, and will support the global transition to sustainable materials. Climate sustainability is often a ruse that is little more than an accounting trick. As Breitbart News reported earlier this month, the UN is using a scheme of carbon credits to portray itself as carbon neutral. Carbon credits are basically a shell game in which carbon emitters buy permits to spew more carbon dioxide from industries supposedly reducing the amount of carbon in the atmosphere. Environmental regulations have turned the carbon credit market into a grotesque billion-dollar industry that does not actually produce anything. It merely shuffles paperwork so that agencies and corporations can claim they are carbon neutral even though they still have prodigious emissions. Some climate activists are growing a bit skeptical of the carbon credit industry, which theoretically helps cleanse the atmosphere by subsiding carbon-reducing projects that might not otherwise be profitable. The report pointed to Doctors Without Borders as an example of an organization that has sworn off carbon credits altogether. Read more at CBS News here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.